This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm here to help you start your day the best way possible by taking some time with God, together with me. I love opening up the Bible and asking God what He has to say to me, and I hope that you do that in your heart each morning as we open the Bible together. Opening your Bible is so important. The Bible is what God has given us to help us understand His heart, to know what pleases Him, to organize our lives the way they need to be organized. God's the one who designed your life. He's the one who can help you make it whole and right and full of meaning. So take time each day to open your Bible, not just to study, but to meet with God. We're looking this week at Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30, and God's design for your life, how He works in you to make you more like Jesus Christ. Let me read the passage again today. It says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom God foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom He predestined, these He also called. And whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified." We've seen that God's plan is to make you like Jesus Christ, that He's actively working in every circumstance of your life, even the painful ones, to shape you and give you opportunities to minister for Him, to fit into His purpose for you. And who God had that plan for, to shape them like Jesus Christ, He called. That is, God reached into their lives, even when they weren't interested in Him, and helped them see His reality and put their trust in Jesus Christ. And I just want to look today at that next little phrase, "and these whom He called, He also justified." Justified. What does that mean? It means that when God, the great judge of the universe, passes judgment on your life, He will declare you to be not guilty. Well, how can that be? You know all the things in your life that mean you are not guilty before God. You know you're guilty of doing things that weren't right many times. You know that your own inner thoughts that no one else can see are so often impure or angry or unforgiving or resentful. You know you've often spoken in anger when you shouldn't have. You know you've been hurtful to people. There have been times when you've not been honest. How often have you been selfish? There are sins in your life that you hope no one ever finds out. And what's more, you know that God has already found out about your sins, that nothing is hidden from Him. So how can it be possible that God would ever declare you to be not guilty? Well, there's only one way. As Paul puts it in another of his letters in the Bible, God made Jesus, who knew no guilt, to be guilty on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. That's what it means to be justified. God wants you to know today that when you put your faith in what Jesus Christ did for you at the cross, Jesus Christ took all of your life's guilt, and in exchange He gave you His righteousness. He took God's just punishment for you. And so now, when God the judge looks at you, He says, "Not guilty." Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Have you received God's forgiveness? Why don't you just bow your head right now and receive the forgiveness God offers you through what Jesus did for you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.